Today, Body and Mind welcomes Craig Cox to our platform. Craig is a complex character. While at a Catholic school, he began exploring consciousness and the esoteric. Then, in 1989, he started to work with the tarot as part of the preliminary instructions of the magical order. He has been reading cards ever since and adding counseling and life experience into this mix. This is going to be a very interesting interview. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, thanks.
So, Craig, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Craig Cox and what are you all about?
Well, I like to think I'm a normal guy, getting through life like everybody else, you know, going to gym, swimming in the sea when I can, just being normal. Spirituality is pretty much my life. You can't separate what you believe and what you do from who you are, so a while back, I decided let's just do this properly and get on with things. So, yeah, I never stopped studying. I really love esoterics and history, funny enough. Passion is archaeology, history, philosophy. Yeah, and business. I like business. So I've got a few businesses that I run as well.
Mm-hmm.
And really helping people, exploring. I would say the hypnotherapy and the tarot are offshoots of what I've learned about myself in my journey of discovery of what it's like to be a human.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Craig. Mm. So now let's talk about tarot, or tarot as some people pronounce it. There's been a lot of taboo, and there probably will always be taboo. So please, can you explain what this is really all about to help ease our minds?
Well, to be honest, we don't know. I was taught tarot when I was studying ritual magic, kind of Harry Potter style formal magic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always presented as a pre-Sumerian method of instruction of the initiations of the mystery schools. So it's definitely not just about fortune telling. In fact, fortune telling is a Hollywood scam. We see the trend of what's happening in your life and why. Who's who and how you can get ahead with what you have. That's how I like to explain it. But it's a wonderful way. Our subconscious works more on images than on language and logic. So it's a set of pictures that will trigger archetypal energies that we can then tap into to understand more about whatever's happening in our space.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way I can explain it.
Yeah. So can pretty much anybody come to you for a tarot reading? And, you know, have you ever had a super skeptic come to you, and have you ever been able to, say, crack them and help them understand this better?
Well, that's the name of my game, is super skeptic, because I'm one myself.
Oh, okay.
But yes, anyone can come for a reading. As I say, I call it more of a tarot counseling, because I've just finished a master's in metaphysics, studying meditation and quantum theory.
Mm-hmm.
And your thought process controls your reality. So any psychic, any medium, any reader, anybody is going to tap into the current trend of where you would like to be according to your thought process. And it's the reader's job to actually help the client find the potholes and the speed bumps on their journey.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone at all, I mean, I read for top movie stars around the world. I read for some of the top bankers around the world. I read for normal people who just want to know about their job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know their names when they walk in the door. I sit down and I help the person in front of me as best I can with the tools that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, you don't have to be spiritual. You don't have to be religious. You know, I have rabbis coming to see me. I have all sorts of religious people coming to see me about life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is there?
Well, Craig, you sound like a man who really knows what you're talking about. And just a little bit off topic here, but, you know, we come across a lot of charlatans in this industry nowadays. And some advice for the general public, you know, how would you be able to tell the difference between a charlatan tarot reader and somebody who's truly genuine? Would you be able to offer some advice?
Well, the advice is always to do with money. Anyone charging a lot of money, be skeptical. If you're paying $5 million for something that looks like a Ferrari and it's not, then you know it's a scam. So it's difficult when you walk in, but I would say to the normal person, you need to be brutally honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
polite. And if you're not happy, just be blunt and say, you know what, Mr. or Mrs., I'm not happy. Thanks for the time. Cheers.
That's good advice. Thank you.
I always say for a first-time client, if you don't like what I say, not if you don't like what I say, because I don't tell people what they want to know, but if you think it's not helpful for you, then you don't have to pay for the session.
Okay.
The best I can do. We can't do a guarantee because it's up to the client to go and use the information given to apply it. But in all honesty, you know, if a spiritual person is asking for a lot of money up front, most likely it's a scam.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much, Craig. Now, let's move on to your next aspect, your hypnotherapy.
Yes.
How can this be used as a healing tool?
Well, healing is always coming from within the person. You know, short of car accident trauma where you have to put pressure on an artery, healing is going to come from the body that is at dis-ease. So what I find hypnotherapy does is it eases the way for the client to actually find their own peace and their own healing. Be that a physical thing like an eczema or something like that, we can work on maybe a stress issue, or be it almost a psychological glitch that we can help people with. It's a way to non-invasively get into the psyche of the client and let the client be their own mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So
to give me a better understanding, would it be a process of perhaps going into the subconscious mind and cleaning away debris and garbage and things that the mind actually does not need?
Yes. I was trained in both schools. I started in 1990-something with Evans Brown, and then I followed on with South African Institute in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
So we do more client-centered, Ericksonian-based. That's kind of what I like. So as a therapist, I facilitate the client being able to find their junk and drop their own junk. It's mm-hmm. not for me, the therapist, to say, oh, don't do that,
mm-hmm.
because maybe that's relevant for the client.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've assisted at the side of the road with a car accident for pain management and blood pressure. It's very common in the States for that.
Mm-hmm.
But normally my clients want to have a deep understanding of themselves and understand why they have certain behavior patterns.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you can understand it, then your subconscious or your ego, whatever you want to call it, doesn't need it anymore. So then it can recategorize it or reframe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can hypnotherapy – yes, it does. Thank you. Can hypnotherapy be used to assist with dealing with stress, depression? Can it be used to help stop smoking? What other aspects can hypnotherapy be used for?
It can be used for just about anything under the right circumstances. So, yes, the basic ones of stop smoking – I actually did a thesis at Narcotics Anonymous to assist people with addictive behaviors. Addictions don't have to be drugs and alcohol.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's true. Some people are addicted to sugar.
They're addicted to something. But yes, for addictive behaviors, it can be used. Obviously, you need to be responsible and work in conjunction with a physician if you're going to use it for anesthesia or things like that. It's not the panacea for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But under the right circumstances, it can give an incredible amount of support for the client and their healing process.
Okay. So can anybody come for treatment?
Anybody at all.
Mm-hmm. Even all ages. Can you work with children?
All ages. You can hypnotize children. You can hypnotize dogs. You can hypnotize a chicken even.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Craig. I've really enjoyed our conversation. That's pretty much all we have time for today. But before we finish off, how can our listeners contact you?
The easiest would be to probably – I work from the House of Isis in Rosebank Mall, so to phone the shop. I think the number there is 447-2349 in Joburg area code,
mm-hmm.
Or through my body and mind page.
Divine. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any last words of wisdom to share with us?
Life wisdom to share, I would say be true to yourself and find your truth.
Beautiful.
That's all you got to do in life.
I love that. Take care, Craig, and may you continue to spread the light.
You. Okay.